This is MusicCore.org podcast for September 17th, 2007. In this edition, we'll listen to Wrecking Ball by Emmylou Harris.
All the streets are cracked, and there's glass everywhere. And a baby stares out with motherless eyes. And the long run beauty on fields of war.
I was features editor of my college newspaper when I received a promo copy of Emmylou Harris's Wrecking Ball. Around the same time, I was making my first steps out of the closet, identifying myself as a gay man. When I listened to Wrecking Ball, I fell in love with the gorgeous ambiance of Daniel Lanois' production and the resonance of Harris's voice. Wrecking Ball was the soundtrack of my coming out. Changes were happening in Emmylou Harris's career as well. She witnessed Johnny Cash reach a younger audience after The Man in Black took an independent route. Harris followed Cash's example, releasing a live album and a number of reissues on an independent label. Wrecking Ball turned out to be a prophetic title for Harris. The country music veteran was now called an alternative country artist, and a premier interpreter of other people's songs became an accomplished songwriter herself. What she calls her Weird album marks the turning point of that shift. Lanois' production on Wrecking Ball is lush but sparse, intimate but otherworldly. Harris sticks to other people's songs on this album, but her impeccable taste makes the collection feel unified.
See what you lost when you left this world. This sweet old world. See what you lost when you left this world. This sweet old world.
Harris's performances make the songs entirely her own. It can only explain how Sweet Old World by Lucinda Williams can sit side by side with May This Be Love by Jimi Hendrix. Wrecking Ball is the perfect entry point for people who don't listen to country music. Lanois' production may overly stylize the music, making it sound less folk and country, but it's a beautifully rendered album made all the more powerful by Harris's singular voice. Wrecking Ball may have been the soundtrack of my coming out, but it was also my way in to country music. For MusicCore.org, this is Greg Bueno. In the next edition of MusicCore.org podcast, we'll listen to Medazzolan by Duran Duran.